Big new report from WEF and from Ellen MacArthur Foundation about taking the circular economy to scale, but also showing its extraordinary complexity. How are companies doing? Where are we on the journey?
Well, I think we're at a really important sort of takeoff point, I hope. We are going from the idea of sort of thought leadership and a few exemplar projects and trying to start the process of scaling it up. And that's really the point that Ellen and the MacArthur Foundation are doing this time around, is saying, how do we start engaging a series of companies collaboratively to actually turn this into a volume proposition as opposed to, you know, a few ideas that we can point at. And for us, I think we've got a few of our products already going. We've got things like a recycled kitchen top workbench, for example, made out of the waste of our own stores. And that's been a collaborative effort with Veolia and a local French operation. We think there are about 1,000 products that we could potentially get going with. So we're calling for basically cooperation and real push to really help educate all the potential partners out there of the opportunities. So I think we've gone past the can we prove the business case, which was last year. We're into now, can we make it work and can we make it bigger? And that's why we've got to try and make as many people as possible interested in the idea of the circular economy.
Well, one of the things that the report shows up is just the mind-boggling complexity of trying to get supply chains together when there's so many different materials in a product. Each has to be known what it is.
Yeah.
Is that going to stop change?
I think the complexity makes, you know, honestly, Joe, makes the progress slower because it's just more to do. But really what it says is you have to go back and design things differently. If you start, you can't sort of deal with the complexity after it's been designed in. So the classic example for us is, you know, we looked at our power tools. The plastics in the power tools contain some stuff that actually the manufacturers of the power tools don't know about. So you have to go right back up the chain and say, right, our spec is the following, and we want it to be designed in a way that can be genuinely recycled and repurposed. Now, there's a bit of a run-up to that, but once you've done it, you've done it. So I think it's entirely possible, providing you've got the will, and that's really what we're trying to, you know, encourage people to do.
And the other thing in the report is about taking a few really signature materials, like the way PET changed in terms of bottles. How important is it to actually focus on game-changing products?
I think that's absolutely one of the key levers, is to say, look, if you're trying to get from an idea to a volume, you've got to pick the things that move the dial and some really iconic products and materials. And so I think one of the challenges for the team now as we move forward is it's better to have 4 or 5 really great things than, you know, 1,000 mediocre ones. So let's try and do that.
Great. Thank you very much.